Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning and welcome. Hour number three of our get-together is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 8:08. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Hey, clear sailing once again as we look into the Caribbean, the Atlantic, all the way to Africa, too. Very tiny disturbances. One is not going to be a threat to us at all. Maybe it might get some bad weather in Newfoundland or something, but no, we don't have to worry about it. And then there's one just off the African coast. Really, again, nothing to be concerned about at this point. And that is good news because we've seen a very active season before around this time of year, but we'll take what we can get. And we were there for you then. We're here for you now. And when you need up-to-date, good, strong storm information, we've got it here in North Central Florida. We'll give you the info that matters. The Sky Storm Watch, a service of of Best Restoration, Masters of Disaster, Radiant Credit Union, and Area Rug Masters. We are your Hurricane Storm Center. So, again, I like that when we know we have nothing to worry about, at least for now. Hopefully you still have the basics in place so that you don't have to be in too much of a rush when I do start to tell you, and I will give you plenty of advance notice, unless something kooky crazy like pops up right off the Florida coast, like out of nowhere.
That would be kooky and crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't need that.
But you never know what the aliens are up to.
Oh, I know.
So they could be stirring it up.
It's also
literally.
Yeah.
Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent announced new economic sanctions, and this will target trade and oil shipping involving Iran. In other words, we are putting a massive chokehold on them economically, and we've named it Operation Economic Outcast. Yep, we will continue to isolate Iran in every way possible, and hopefully some people that still have a modicum of intelligence and are not brainwashed, maybe coming to the table, things could change. Let's hope so. Meanwhile, President Trump said, yeah, let's see. You got the skirmish, Russia, Ukraine. We got, our deal with Iran. I think I'll pick a fight with Canada.
Oh, my goodness.
We need an easy win. And, it's been talked about before. I think John Candy, maybe somebody like him brought it up. It's time to invade Canada.
Uh-huh.
It's time to let's get this over with, okay? We've won all the Stanley Cups.
Right.
So, They don't have that anymore.
Yeah, they don't even have any cups left. Yeah.
Now they're saying that, they're going to withhold hockey sticks from us as part of the tariff thing. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, they're not going to withhold them. They're just going to tariff
right. Them
so high. But this is back and forth. Trump and the Canadian leader, what's his name, Art Carney?
Yeah.
No, Carney. Art Carney was actually funny.
That was the actor.
This guy is pasty vanilla.
He is so boring when he talks, too. Oh, my goodness. Just
yeah.
Puts you to sleep.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. He's no John Candy.
No. No, he's not.
And so my understanding was they were offered a really good deal. Now, of course, that's coming, from our side. But from several sources, that we were offering them a really good and reasonable deal. And I think that he said no just to say no. Mm-hmm. I think he's being a pain. President Trump did win, though. U.S. Supreme Court paused a lower court ruling that was attempting to block part of Trump's order to limit mail-in voting and to ensure that, people that were registered to vote would receive these ballots. And they also had to be, had the legal right to vote. In other words, they're citizens. And this is going to remain in place through the midterms. So that's good.
Nice.
Now, it could change after that, but let's get through that. And if it's an election that is, full of integrity, I think it's looking real good for the Republicans.
I hope so.
Lest they try to snatch victory from the jaws of defeat, they'd be snatching defeat from the jaws of victory. Yeah, that's it. That's what I was looking for. The Reno wildfires continue. That's awful.
Oh, it is.
And we'll continue to follow, but they're talking about over 15,000 acres now, and thousands of people have had to evacuate, and it is, you know, getting into some residential areas and stuff. And it, my understanding is, this is very, very nasty. Almost as nasty as trying to pay somebody for sex in a trailer park.
That's never a good idea.
Who would do that?
That'd be stupid.
Cruising the trailer park looking for action.
Really?
Well, wow. It could happen to anybody. But when it happens to somebody who, I don't know, owns a professional football team, You're probably going to get your name in the paper, as they used to say.
Yeah.
Let's see here. The 49ers owner responded to an ad on a known prostitution website and was intercepted by a human trafficking task force.
Okay.
Yep. Let's see what happened here. More details continue to pour in about engaging in prostitution arrest charges and subsequent conviction on lesser charges of San Francisco 49ers majority owner Jed York. I looked it up, and his family is worth somewhere in the neighborhood of, are you ready for this?
Oh, no.
He whipped out $140 trying to get sex in a trailer park.
Uh-huh.
His family is worth between $8 and $9 billion.
He's just trying to save a buck or two. Times are tough, Bob. Okay, maybe not.
Cruising the trailer park.
Yeah.
And you're basically a billionaire.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
I would say I bought the whole trailer park.
Yeah.
And anybody who wants to thank me,
wow,
I'll be in trailer 12.
Wow.
Would that be prostitution too?
I don't know what that would be.
wouldn't be maybe high on the ethical chart.
Oh, not so much, no.
He was arrested in his native Ohio on Sunday on one charge of engaging in prostitution, another charge of possessing criminal tools. Criminal tools.
Okay.
What would that be?
I don't
even know. What do you call the big thing that you bust the locks with? The...
Yeah, those.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I know.
You're back to drawing blanks when I draw.
If you hadn't asked me, I could have told you. You know.
Bolt cutter.
Bolt cutter, yeah.
I mean, what else is like possessing criminal tools? Like a lock pick set?
Well, yeah,
it's the only two things I can think of.
Like the old school movie burglar or something, right.
A crowbar?
But what's a billionaire running your... What? I don't know.
I don't know either. Maybe it had something to do with the possible interaction he was going to have with her.
Yeah.
Maybe she had a criminal tools fetish.
I don't even know.
And while the more salacious charge was downgraded to disorderly conduct in a plea deal with a prosecutor, is that the initial charge on which York was arrested and arraigned that sticks in the minds of fans, media, and everybody. It's an embarrassing charge. It raises eyebrows because York is reportedly, he personally is only worth $500 million.
See, he's the pauper in the
family. See, you're right. He was trying to scrape by.
He's a pauper.
But the family fortune is believed to be around $8.5
billion. Wow.
Yep. And he was trying to enlist the services of a prostitute for $140. That's like not even a penny to you and me.
Wow.
Like penny for your thoughts?
Yeah.
Except he wanted more than
thoughts.
Or thoughts, I guess.
And no prayers.
Yeah. I think the judge took it easy on him.
Yeah.
He's like, in the circles this guy has to travel in, and he's a public figure and all that, he'll be punished all right.
Oh,
far more than anything I could do to him.
Yeah, probably so.
And hopefully, maybe he'll have learned a lesson.
We hope so.
But yeah, it's against the law to help. You know, women put themselves through law school or help their if you're asking for something in return.
Oh, that part.
Yes.
That gets you every
to
time.
Be charitable, that's you're a good guy.
Right.
To ask for something in return, now you're not a good guy anymore.
Okay.
8:17 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Oh, Canada. We've talked about that. More to come. Also, Scott Bessent. Economic outcast. The operation is underway against Iran. Details coming. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Always got to throw one out there from my cuz.
Yeah?
Axel.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, not really.
No, but it sounds good.
8:22 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Hey, this weekend, got the Our Town Home and Garden Show, Saturday and Sunday at the Sports Events Center, Celebration Point. 150 vendors there. Tickets only $5 for adults, children 10 and under free. And that's usually a big deal. Lots of fun if you're interested in anything to do pretty much with your home and or your garden. You might want to check it out. And you can go online, Gainesville Home and Garden. com. That's pretty simple. All right. What else is going on? WNBA in the news again? Yeah. I mean, let's just make it quick here. Enes Kanter. I've been calling him Enes. I'm not sure. I think it's Enes. Enes Kanter. Sat with the fans on Sunday at a WNBA game. As it turns out, that's as close as either he or other WNBA hopeful Royce White is going to get. According to Front Office Sports, the WNBA has ruled both White and Kanter ineligible to play. But I don't know that that is officially coming from the WNBA. Because the last I heard that this story wasn't maybe necessarily true, or maybe it was a leak, maybe there is something to it. But it's going to be interesting. So they're saying that biological males can't play in their league. Which, that was the point of this whole thing. But are they going to make exceptions? Oh, but only if they've proven that they, you know, believe they are another gender. Now, I don't know how you would go about doing that, but I wouldn't be surprised if they tried to kind of manipulate their own rules. Because right now, the WNBA looks kind of silly. Well, not kind of silly. It looks very, very silly on a couple of different levels. And that's just one of them, because they take, you can be supportive of trans people. We love all people. We don't care how you identify your gender. But when it comes to the rules of who's going to participate against women in a women's league, we're going to say that no biological males need apply. And that's not hateful. Why can't they see it that way? Are you getting hungry yet? Did you eat breakfast? You know, I showed a study. I talked to you about a study that said for optimum health, a study of over 30,000 people said you should eat between 7 a.m. and 8 a.m. Now, don't ask me to say, okay, well, that depends on what time you get up. I don't know. They just figured that the people that eat between 7 and 8 a.m., have a better chance of staying healthy for longer. Take it for what it's worth. But this does not sound appetizing to me. You know, as we move into the future, it's going to be more difficult to feed this ever-growing population around the world. Researchers have 3D printed high-protein cookies from crop waste and recycled plastic. Whoa. Now, wait a second. Did I miss something? Is plastic like eggs? One day they come out and they go, eggs are really bad for you. They're going to kill you with high cholesterol. Then the next day they come out, eggs are super good for you. They have, you know, so much protein and they have so many other things in them that make them awesome. And then they go back and forth. But I don't know. I haven't heard that about plastic. The last I heard is like you get this leaching in of plastic like into whatever it is you're eating or drinking, and that it has a cumulative effect on the human body and it will never rid itself of it. Is everybody on the same page with this? The last I heard, that was the deal. But remember, we're Americans. We're pretty stupid. So if you call something a cookie, could be made out of cow turds and we'd eat them, right? Because it says cookie on the label.
Well, that would make it natural.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
And actually, it would make it a buffalo chip.
Oh,
remember those?
Now you're on learn something.
That was one of the most exciting things about learning in history, like the West. Well, they could burn them in the campfire. I'm like, well, I bet that smelled good.
Uh-huh.
Another reason why the teacher said I talked too much.
Yeah, I get that.
But these cookies, Greg, have plastic in them.
Yep.
I thought plastic was bad for you.
We're told not to drink out of certain water bottles.
Yeah.
We're told all kinds of things. Yeah.
The cookies are called U-Bites, I believe. U-Bites. They're part of a NASA-funded project aimed at feeding astronauts on long-duration missions.
Okay.
I guess they sell it to them like this.
Wow. Mm.
Listen, Mr. Armstrong, you're going to be put through these radiation belts.
Uh-huh.
And basically, you're going to come back, and your innards are going to be somewhat toasted.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So we don't want you to feel bad about the fact that you're ingesting used plastic and crop waste.
Mm, now, there's yummy.
The crop waste is what's left after every single thing that's edible mm-hmm. has been stripped of it. It's waste.
Hmm.
But we call it a cookie,
mm-hmm.
and we have a feeling you're going to like it.
Wow.
Yeah, it's aimed at feeding astronauts. The team used water, pressure, oxygen, 32-step process to break down polyethylene terephthalate, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the component in single-use water bottles.
Well, a lot of names just came off the sign-up list of I want to be an astronaut. I'm just telling you.
I never even thought of that.
See, I just stuck to my jet. Thank you very much.
But in their advertising that campaign, they say, become an astronaut, eat more cookies.
Yeah. I'll pass.
And we'll provide the milk.
I don't want to know where that came from.
Dehydrated chickens.
Oh, great.
Because remember, around here, we milk those chickens.
For all it's worth.
Yeah. 8:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We've got a lot more to talk about, including tariffs, and more tariffs. Hang on.
Lemonade! Fresh squeezed lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
This radio show is as easy as putting on your headphones and speaking into a microphone.
Couldn't be any easier.
Yep.
Yep.
A couple of AI chips and we're all done, Greg.
Oh, thanks a lot.
Hope you've been saving your nickels and dimes.
If this is your encouragement ministry, it's not working out very well.
Of course, you got, you know, cars so nice, you wouldn't mind living them if you had to.
I'll probably have to then. That's the case.
No. Yeah. Good Lord's always taking care of you. He's not going to quit now.
That's true.
Regardless of what your pastor says about you.
What? Text Pastor Chris. See what's going on this morning.
Good morning, my friends. What is going on in the world? You want some really happy news?
Yes.
Gavin Newsom, who's lost his mind a long time ago, has regained consciousness momentarily. He's actually come out and said positive things about President Trump. I am not kidding
you. Did he have a stroke?
Well, medical examiners are looking at him now.
All right.
In a rare show of bipartisanship, California Governor Gavin Newsom offered praise to the Trump administration on Friday over the Trump Accounts Investment Program and Foster Youth Initiatives. He said during a program about Cal Kids, which is a similar kind of state effort, that he's enthusiastic about encouraging people to get a Trump account. The orange man is not evil now.
Wow.
The orange man could make your kids some green.
That's crazy.
I think it's incredibly important. It's one of the best things that Trump's done. Newsom actually said that.
That's amazing.
I'll say it again. I think it's incredibly important. It's one of the best things Trump's done. He used his name.
Yeah. Wow.
So, yeah, he is right now under, where they put you in a medical facility.
Oh, yeah, he's being.
And they keep an eye on you.
They're being Baker acted around here.
I don't know if they've gone that far yet. But Newsom also applauded Senator Ted Cruz, the evil Republican from Texas. And, of course, he had to throw a bone to Senator Cory Booker, you know, the Democrat out of New Jersey, for their work on the program.
What is he up to? He's got to be up to something.
It was just, you know, like common sense just struck him like a lightning bolt momentarily.
But he'll get over it. He'll heal.
Oh, yeah. Somebody shook him a couple of times. Yeah. One of his lefty aides shook him a couple of times. He's like, what? Did I really say that?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my goodness. No, that's a good thing.
That is
a good thing.
We'll take it.
But boy, once it gets out that he said anything nice about Trump, man, his name is mud in a lot of circles. I feel sorry for him now. Asymmetrical warfare. China. I told you it's like rust. It never ends. Case in point. Taiwanese prosecutors charged 9 people Monday, including one from NVIDIA and 2 from Supermicro, for illegally exporting high-end AI servers to mainland China, adding another wave of turbulence in the AI rivalry between us and China. AI infrastructure, including advanced semiconductors, mostly made in Taiwan, has become a key point of competition between the U.S. and China. Washington began imposing restrictions on NVIDIA's exports of advanced chips to China back in 2022 and has tightened that up in subsequent years. So these are very important for the advancement of AI, and we have the technology, and China doesn't, but they will soon, you know, as they reverse engineer and replicate a lot of this stuff. But it's another example. 74 servers arrived in China successfully, according to the prosecutors. Of those, 50 were sent through Indonesia, 16 delivered directly to China, 8 sent to Japan first, then Hong Kong. Another attempt involving 56 servers failed, and the servers remain in Taiwan. So these folks were, you know, breaking the law and were going to quite a bit of trouble actually setting up a company in Japan, for instance, to help transfer 8 of the servers. Some allegedly created fake websites and falsified information to evade these travel restrictions. Well, evade export restrictions is what it would be. But it's just another case in point. It's China. Their influence is incredible. It is everywhere. Their money has spread everywhere. The Democrat Socialist of America, I am sure their funding, directly or indirectly, is coming right from communist China.
Oh, yeah.
And that's just another thing that people need to be aware of. And why isn't our, you know, I get it, our mainstream media is, you know, always going to back the, you know, the lefties. But do they realize that if in backing the lefties, you're actually like giving into or giving away America to China? Now, I'm sure there's some of them that they're okay with that. Some.
Yeah.
But I would assume they can't all feel that way.
Some just have to be naive. I don't know.
I mean, how naive can you be now when there's so much information out? I mean, you know, that term asymmetrical warfare. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know I've been saying it for, gosh, over 20 years.
Yeah.
And this is what's been going on. It's not getting any better. And as long as people are accepting Chinese dollars, and they are all over the place, universities, all that's crazy, they're going to have a heavy amount of influence. And, you know, if you take that money and you think somehow you're like off the hook, like that's just a gift, you are sadly mistaken.
No, you're like some poor girl in a trailer park when a billionaire shows up.
Yes. If you missed it, we'll get to that story again. Or if you miss any of the show, you know you can always pick it up on the Bob Rose Show on the podcast. Yep, just search the Bob Rose Show, click on follow. You got the podcast wherever you normally get your podcasts. We're on all the platforms, so it's super easy. President Donald Trump announced Monday morning he'll impose a 50% duty on all trucks, cars, and steel from Canada in response to ridiculously high tariffs on American agricultural products. Trump went on Truth Social. He announced the forthcoming duties, declaring that Canada will no longer be treated like a state of the union. Canada has been ripping off United States of America for years. Their ridiculously high tariffs on our farmers and farm products has made life impossible for these great American patriots, and has long created a $60 billion deficit between our two countries. Not sustainable, and in caps, not anymore. So
Now, I wonder what that's going to do, because you've still got some Chevy trucks. You've got some Chrysler vans, I think some Chargers that are still technically made in Canada, I thought.
They're going to, you import them, there's a fee.
I didn't think they'd, I know they were moving some, you know, when this whole, you know, kind of mess was coming up a few months back or whatever. They were moving some of the production back to the States. But I know that I don't think everything's gotten moved yet.
Well, their Prime Minister, Mark Carney Barker Carney, which actually, if he was a Carney Barker, he would be somewhat entertaining.
But he's not.
He's dull and drab and dry.
Yes.
But he tried to muster up some exuberance and some passion in saying that his country is at war with the United States,
brother.
After the trade talks collapsed. We were attacked. You're at war when you get attacked. We got attacked, referring to those tariffs.
Mm-hmm.
Carney railed against U.S. negotiators for allegedly changing the trade deal in the last hours of negotiation, adding language that would restrict our ability to have other trade deals. Because we believe in free trade. Well, clearly you don't believe in free trade because you had these big tariffs on ag products coming from the U.S.
And
so,
who are these other deals with? Is it people we don't think we should be doing business with, and thus our partners shouldn't be doing business with?
Yeah, I wonder if there's any computer servers that are being sent to mainland China.
Oh.
That would be shocking.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And I don't know. Carney accused the U.S. of failing to pursue a true economic partnership with Canada and claimed promises from the United States could no longer be trusted. Our government understood before many that America would transform all of its commercial relationships, and it would put a series of tariffs on its closest allies and use economic integration as a weapon. We recognize that sometimes its signature was written in pencil.
Okay.
Whatever that means.
A little dramatic? Okay.
Whatever. Yeah. Yeah. My understanding was he was offered a very good and very fair deal, and they decided to walk away from it. And, you know, he hates Trump. He's not a big fan of America to begin with. I don't know how much he cares about his own folks. But he says, we're at war. You're going to go toe-to-toe with the U.S.
Really? In any way.
Yeah, and nothing against Canada, but I mean, come on, you got to keep it real. The economic engine.
Yeah.
And what Canada is able to produce and what we produce and how we actually, you know, push comes to shove, we're going to be defending them, right?
Typically, yep.
Yeah. They shouldn't forget that.
No.
But they vote for these bozos. Look, America's America. And 80 million ghosts voted for Joe Biden. So maybe they have some ghost voters up there, too. Mm-hmm. State Department preparing to revoke the tourist and business visas of up to 200,000 foreigners who applied for asylum in the U.S. The Associated Press reported Monday that the department is expected to announce the action within weeks. It would cover B-1 and B-2 visas issued between 2016 and 2026 to holders who later sought asylum, according to State Department documents obtained by the outlet and two U.S. officials. Any revocation would be carried out by the Department of Homeland Security. So B-1 visas cover business trips. B-2 visas cover tourism, family visits, and medical care. Neither is meant, never has been meant, for people who plan to stay.
Exactly.
But the way the lefty media will portray it, we're evil, we're bad, we're rescinding those visas, and everybody is distraught over it. Look, I'm sorry. You come as a tourism, you tour. You have yourself a great time, a shindig, a party every day if you want.
And then?
It's time to go home.
What he said.
Pack up your... and hit the...
yeah.
Jack. Hit the road, Jack.
Oh, my.
And don't you come back. No,
no more,
anyway.
No more.
8:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. All your top stories are lined up, and we have much more to discuss right here on 97.3 The Sky. Don't you want to be likable? Doesn't everybody want to be likable? Good morning and welcome. It is 8:51. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Welcome, welcome. It's also a Trash Talking Tuesday. So, yeah, we're talking some trash. Now, I would probably guess that maybe talking trash may not make you the most popular person.
Maybe not.
By the way, Trash Talking Tuesday is brought to you by Waste Pro. Caring for our communities. See, that would make you likable caring for a community.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Article 5, key factors that influence people's perception of you. And of course, this can get pretty complex. But there were some interesting things that I wanted to draw out of this. A concept in a 2009 study, the fundamental principle of liking. The notion is that we like people who we think have desirable traits and dislike those with undesirable ones. Yeah, it sounds pretty straightforward, but is likability truly a quality worth seeking? Well, studies show that so-called likable people have a higher chance of being hired, successful work relationships, becoming effective leaders, and research from 2021 determined the likability of an expert witness in a court can influence jurors' perception of that person's credibility.
Makes sense.
Knowledge may be power, but so is charm and charisma.
Ooh.
And then listen to this. Psychologist Mitch Prinstein, he wrote, the author of Popular, The Power of Likeability in a Status-Obsessed World. He said, popularity predicts our life success, our happiness, our risks for disease, mental and physical health, even more so than our IQ, family, and economic background does.
That's
big.
That is huge, yeah. But you know, not totally surprising when you look at our society.
Yeah, well, look how you grew up. Just look at that. The caste system of growing up as a
school.
Kid.
Yes.
You knew who was popular and who wasn't. You knew kind of, if you were self-aware, which is part of the likability thing, if you were self-aware, you kind of knew sort of where you ranked in that thing. And maybe you gave yourself a point or two above what everybody else thought about you. But, you know, within reason.
Aspired, at least.
Yeah. And but to have this much impact on future success and happiness based on, quote-unquote, you know, how popular you are. Becoming a more likable person can also positively impact the people you care about the most. 2017 study found that people who asked more questions in conversation were better liked than those who didn't because the people they were talking to felt understood and validated. Well, look, I don't know about the research behind it, but I took a Dale Carnegie course.
Right.
And one of the things they say, you know, to win friends and influence people, you know, one of the big books, is that you want to engage people and ask them about themselves because one of the things we enjoy doing is talking about ourselves. Now, not everybody gets a chance to make a living at it like I have. But people, of course, do. And you know, and part of it is, if you're going to go down that path, you better be able to pay attention because I think it does more damage if you ask somebody, you know, about themselves and then they can tell you've kind of tuned them out.
Yeah.
It's like you were better off not even going there. If you're mm-hmm. gonna, you better put in the hard work of actually listening and interact based on the information you're gaining, not, you know, checking out this, person that just walked into the party or whatever.
Well, it's kind of like when you go to a convention and everybody's got their name tag on and you're forgetting names. You're looking out at the name tag. But then there's the ones you catch looking over your shoulder at somebody else who got their attention, who walked in the room that they need to talk to, because they're trying to work their way up the little ladder of success there.
So yeah.
It happens.
And that's just a part of it. That would be, look, in business relationships and that, what I always say, you're doing schmoozing or whatever. That's part of that. And don't even bother doing that if you don't have some likable qualities.
Right.
But we're just talking about like some interpersonal relationships, like with the people that you care about, family
sure.
members, relatives, you know, neighbors, things like that. And I'm not sure how much impact you can really have on making yourself more likable. It seems to me that these traits either have to come fairly naturally or they're going to come off as being disingenuous. You're going to come off as being fake. And then there's the people that are more susceptible to depression to begin with. You know, you can't always, it's hard work to be in a good mood all the time, especially if you've got things like that working against you. All right. And so there's a lot of factors. Everybody wants to self-improve to some extent, but just like, hey, being on a diet, trying to change your behavior, it takes a lot of work.
It does.
The people that listen to this show, you're just blessed that Greg and I are naturals. You know what I'm saying?
Don't have to fake it.
See, I always include him because it makes it sound like I'm more gracious.
See?
And I can always hide behind the fact that he really is a decent human being. See?
It's
how that works?
It's all part of the plan.
I'm the guy. I'm the guy wearing the psychological camouflage. That's me.
That's him.
Mr. Camo.
Oh, yeah. Versus Mr. Psycho. So, you know.
Yeah. No, you don't want to be that.
No, you don't want to be that.
8:57 already on the Bob Rose Show. Can you believe it? 9 o'clock stretch is right around the corner. We've got all your top stories, headlines, and more. It's all coming your way next on 97.3 The Sky.
On Reddit, true crime doesn't come from journalists. It comes from the victims, the witnesses, and sometimes the suspects themselves.
Every Tuesday on Crimes of Reddit, we read these posts out loud.
I'm Sabrina Deanna Roga.
And I'm Alexis Linkletter. One of us brings the story, the other goes in blind, reacting in real time, just like you.
New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Crimes of Reddit, available now wherever you get your podcasts.